الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders, and my young friends, I've just recited a verse of Surah Ali Imran. And in this surah, the birth of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam has been mentioned. The birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam has been mentioned. And during this period of the holidays given due to the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So I thought it would be appropriate to understand the right Islamic aqidah and belief according to Quran and Sunnah in relation to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Imran alayhi salam, his wife Hannah, as mentioned in the Quran Kareem, she was the mother of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And it mentions in the Quran, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَزَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. That when Imran's wife mentioned and made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Lord, I vow that what is in my stomach, meaning the child, I want to make it free. Free for what? She wanted that child to be free to do the khidmat of Masjid Aqsa, Baitul Maqdis. And it was a custom in them days that the boys, the males, will be actually dedicated and reserved for the khidmat of Masjid Aqsa, Baitul Maqdis. So she wanted and hoped for a baby boy, because that was the custom, that was the reward, that the boys, the males, were actually regarded as suitable for this type of khidmat, of doing the khidmat and serving Baitul Maqdis. So she made the dua. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي, O Allah, accept it from me. What do we learn from this dua? A mother is making dua for an unborn child that is going to come into this world. What lessons are we learning? What dua is she making? What dua is she making? That serving the deen of Allah, serving the house of Allah, that shows that there must be something very special in doing the khidmat of the deen of Allah. This must be something special about doing and serving the house of Allah. Something very, very special. That's why she made the dua. We all have children. We all make duas. Different duas we make. Some will make worldly duas. Some will make success in the dunya and the akhirah. But look at the dua. This is a special lesson for all the mothers out there and the sisters out there especially, and the fathers, that when we make dua for our children, make dua that Allah grant them piety and righteousness. May Allah make them pious and salih. Because when you have pious children, then for those parents, the dunya is jannat as well. For those parents, the dunya is jannat as well. Ask those parents. Unfortunately, may Allah Ta'ala protect them and save them, whose children unfortunately are not on the path of deen, but unfortunately on the path of guna and sin, drugs, avaragardi, roaming around, no success at all. How difficult it is for those parents. May Allah Ta'ala protect them, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant all our children hidayah and guidance. Because sometimes many youngsters here, it's a holiday period, that we do something wrong and we only think it's just about me, it's not about me. Sometimes things we do wrong and guna and sin and evil, it can affect so many people. Not just yourself, but it can affect mainly the parents, that they will have sleepless nights. If you're a parent, then you'll find out. You just get one phone call and our heart blood pressure goes high. And let it not be that a phone call comes from the police. Or anywhere else, it could be anything. We hear our children got divorced. How difficult it is. Everyday cases and incidents. More sad news than good news. So may Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So she made the dua, فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي, accept from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, indeed you are all hearing, you are knowledgeable. Then further Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, فَلَمَّا وَضَعْتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she gave birth to the child, she was hoping for a boy, but it came a girl. So she was a bit upset, because the custom at that time was that the boys will be dedicated for this khidmat of Masjid Aqsa. Now the girls did not do that. Subhanallah. So he mentions further on, وَلَيْسَ الزَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, that a male is not like a female. Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi here mentions a beautiful thing, that here actually this is a statement of Allah saying that yes, you are hoping for a boy, but it was a girl. But don't worry, this girl, subhanAllah, her status and maqam will be so high, more even than the boys. So you did not get what you desired for, but that is better for you. Another lesson we learn. In the dunya, in this world, we're not going to get everything we like. We're not going to get everything we want. We've done what we can, but even then, we're not going to get everything that we desire. Why? Because dunya is not a place for fulfilling all our desires. There's only one place where whatever we want, we will get, that is Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. So in the dunya, yes, we do what we can, but at the end of the day, the final decision lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَا تَحْسَبُهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You think something is bad for you, but in reality it is good for you. You don't realize it now, in the longer run you realize. Allah's decision is not just full of mercy and rahmat, but Allah's decision regarding our life is full of hikmat and wisdom. And His hikmat and wisdom will never be able to understand. That is why He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why He is our creator and we are His creation. So he mentions, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I've named her Maryam, meaning a worshipper. So okay, Maryam is saying here that okay, I cannot probably dedicate her to the khidmat of Masjid Aqsa, but she can at least confine herself in worshipping in Masjid Aqsa. So she'll have a special place, and all she'll do is worship Allah, do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she made another dua, وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from shaitan, that she, the child is protected from shaitan, and wazurriyataha, and her progeny, not just awlad, but her progeny meaning her awlad, generations, they are protected from shaitan. It's mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari, that when a child is born, the person says, the child cries, and one of the many reasons given for that child crying is because shaitan pokes the child. Shaitan pokes the child. When he pokes the child, they cry. The Prophet ﷺ mentions, but there are two children that were protected from this poke of Shaitan. That was Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was due to the dua of Subhanallah. Inni u'izuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Anyway, she lived in Masjid Aqsa, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the provisions and rizq and rozi was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam was appointed as her guardian. And where is she getting the food from? What's happening? They have a look, there are fruits which are not even in the season, and getting fruits from that season. And it's not even that season. So if it's the apple season, it was not the apple season, but she's getting apples. If it's not the mango season, she's getting mango. So I said, astonished, by where do you get this? Anna laki hada. Subhanallah. She replied, huwa min indillah. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bi ghayri hisab. Allah gives sustenance and rosy unlimited. Another lesson we learn. All our rosy and sustenance and daily bread and rizq. Yes, we make all the effort, but at the end of the day, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is all from Allah. Always do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is a provider, but Allah can also take it away. We are very lucky in this part of the world. We get everything, alhamdulillah. There are people who have no food at all. No food at all. We are so lucky. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gratitude, for our iman and Islam, the greatest ni'mat that we have, and all the provisions and the rozi and the rizq that Allah has granted us. Don't look at others, what they have, but what Allah has given me, I am happy with that. Anyway, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also made the decision that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was going to grant Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam a son, but it will be through miraculous way, miraculous manner. So angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا. الله أكبر. Basically, she was given the glad tidings that you are going to have a son. His name will be Isa. Anybody? Ah. And she was a bit worried. She replied, قالت ربي أنا يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر. How can I have a child? No man has even touched me yet. Allahu Akbar. Look at the morality. Before marriage, unwanted pregnancies. Look at the morality. How can that happen? What will happen? Sharam, haya, modesty plays a very important part. Very important part. No man has touched me. How am I going to get it? Allah mentioned, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. In this manner, Allah creates whoever He wills, whatever way He wills. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah's decision is made, for that be, it happens. It happens. Just like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam without a father and a mother. Without a father and a mother, as Adam was created. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. It's not beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child to be born without a father. That shows that there's something special about this family. Allahu Akbar. And that's why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala named the whole surah, Surah Maryam. And time again, Isa the son of Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam, meaning that Isa is not the son of Allah. Isa is not the son, this is our aqeedah. He's not the son of Allah. He's the son of Maryam alayhi salam. Yes, he's born in a miraculous manner, without a father. But that is not beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's up to Allah how he does. That's the main aqeedah which we need to understand. Allah mentions, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Allah is one. Allah is samad. Allah is totally independent. Allah does not need me and you. He does not need our worship. He does not need our ibadat. He does not need our tilawat of Quran. He does not even need our iman and Islam. So don't ever think that me coming to the masjid, me reciting the Quran, me performing salah, I'm doing Allah a favor. We're not doing Allah a favor. We're not doing our parents a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor. It's for our akhirah. If I give in sadqah, in charity, £1,000, £100, £5, £200,000, but I'm not doing anyone else a favor, I'm doing myself a favor, it's going to better my akhirah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where ikhlas comes in. Sincerity. Any good deed that we come, do it for ourselves, because our akhirah. Very, very. Allah is, if the whole world got together, and say, we are going to be completely disobedient to Allah. You know, some people like that, forget Islam. I ain't got no time for namaz. What's all this rubbish? People say it. People, you'll be surprised. What deen? I ain't got no time for this. What's Allah? I don't care. Who cares? Who's Allah? What's deen? What's rubbish? You know, wasting my time. I've got many better things to do. It doesn't harm Allah the least. If the whole world got together and they were agreed that we are going to be disobedient to Allah, وَلَنْ يَدُرُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. It does not harm Allah the least. It doesn't have an impact on His greatness. And if we all got together, the whole world, to be obedient to Allah, we'll be in sijda every day, 24/7, even then it doesn't affect the impact on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We recite Allahu Akbar so many times in namaz. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm nothing. I'm outside. I may be something. I may be something outside. But soon as I'm in front of Allah, first thing we recite is Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. People have opened the door for me. People have respected me. Oh, the chairman here, CEO is here. The main person is here. Whatever, whatever. As soon as standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all goes out. Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest. Allah. So never think that I'm not going to do anything anymore about deen. Forget, waste of time. But it doesn't hurt Allah at all. It doesn't have an impact. It has an impact on us, our lives. Very important. Anyway, the aqidah, then Allah means, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah did not give birth to anyone, nor did anyone give birth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our aqidah. He does not have a son. He does not have children. He does not have a wife. He does not have any partners. Allah is one. That's why Surah Ikhlas has so much virtue. So much virtue. Because it talks about the oneness and the tawheed of Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There's no one similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dedicated a whole surah, Surah Maryam, to reject this belief of people who think that Isa alayhi salam, is a Jesus, is the son of God. He's not the son of God. He is Allahu Akbar, Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's no woman's name has been mentioned in the Quran Kareem beside the name of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the surah dedicated to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. That shows as well, the woman's name is also parda. Many illustrious women, Khadija radiyallahu anha, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha, none of their names have been mentioned in the Quran Kareem. The name is also parda. Just think, if the name is the parda, how much parda is the body as well? Ajeeb o ghareeb. When the woman comes out of her homes with parda, Allahu Akbar, Allah's rahmat descends. This is something we need to know. What is the woman's parda? Many women, may Allah protect, when there was no scarf on the hair, and they don't even think it's wrong. The hair is also part of the satr of the woman. It has to be covered. We got our daughters at home, we need to explain. Especially when they go out in weddings. We think wedding is fine, can do everything. Nay, everything according to the Sharia. Because mentioned in the hadith, when the woman comes out like that, the shaitan wants to have a glimpse. Shaitan jhangta hai. We need to read. Parda is also very, very important. Anyway, when Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, now she was worried that people have accused her. Where do you get that child from? Where are you going to get that child from? They were accused. She was worried. Anyone would. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comforted her. Don't worry. I will protect you. And when she went out in the open, in the public, obviously the accusations came. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted this miracle to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. As a baby, as a child, he was able to speak. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. You speak when he's in the cradle. And he spoke to purify her mother, that Allahu Akbar, my mother has not done anything wrong. I am a Nabi of Allah, the Prophet of Allah. I have been born through miraculous mu'jaza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And I have been sent by Allah to read the book, to teach the book, to purify everyone, purify myself and purify others. Subhanallah. How Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protects these people. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. To understand our aqidah in relation to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And obviously these times people celebrate, etc., whatever. But bear this in mind. Prophet mentioned in the hadith, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm trying to say. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. He who imitates a nation, they'll be with them on the day of Qiyamah. So basically, as Muslims, if we're going to celebrate Christmas in a manner where we also have the Christmas tree and call Santa and Father Christmas and all that, it is not permissible. If you're going to have the turkey, it is not permissible with that intention. You do kurbani of goat, lamb, whatever, do it any day. But just for this day and calling people, that is wrong, completely wrong. It is guna, it is sin. You have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Prophet mentioned, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. Every قوم, every nation has a celebration day. Our celebration, these are the two Eids. We celebrate them properly. The rest we are not allowed to celebrate. Yes, if in your workplace you got colleagues, non-Muslim colleagues, you just gave them a Happy New Year, you know, you just give them a bit of Mubarak Badi, not with the intention of celebrating Christmas, just because it's a colleague, you know, give him a bit of hadiah, a gift, whatever. No, not because of Christmas, but just because he's with you, by inki dil joy, whatever. Make him not with Christmas. Bear that in mind what I'm trying to say here. Because people will come into these sort of situations as well. Very, very important, we need to understand. But baqaida, to have Christmas in our homes and then celebrate baqaida, and people are doing, may Allah protect us. Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. And we should not. We just started this. What will happen after 10 years? And we got people now telling us why this is wrong. Let it not come when no one's here to tell us anymore. Abhi aa raha hai mahol. Koi kuch nahi kehta abhi. Karne do sab. Bacche hai, phir kya hoga? When they get older, you won't be able to say anything. So there's limits, there's borders. We don't cross. Tilka hududullah. Akhlaq, politeness with everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, family, non-family, that is important. But our Sharia may be very strict guidelines regarding this. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا بالرسل والكتب إلى الحسنات وأمرنا بتصحيح الأقائد وحرم علينا السيئات أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الذات ولا الصفات وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الكائنات صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وذرياته وأزواجه أفضل الصلوات وأزكى التحيات. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، إن أهم الأمور للمسلم بتصحيح العقائد، وإنها للدين عمائد. إن من أصول الإيمان أن نؤمن بجميع الأنبياء الله ورسله، منهم عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام أنه عبد الله ورسوله، كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قال: إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. خلقه الله تعالى بكلمته من غير أب. قال الله تعالى: إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. ونحن نؤمن أن عيسى عليه السلام لم يقتل ولم يسلب، بل رفعه الله إليه وسينزل إلى الدنيا قبل يوم القيامة. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. وقال تعالى: بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وأما الذين يقولون أن عيسى هو ابن الله، قال الله تعالى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. وأن المسيحيين يحتفلون بعيد الميلاد، ولكن نحن المسلمين لا نحتفل به، لأنه ليس من ديننا وليس من سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل نهينا بالتشبه بغير المسلمين، كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو من. ونحن نحب عيسى عليه السلام، المسلم يحب عيسى عليه السلام، ونحبه كما نحب سائر الأنبياء عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولكن لا نغالي فيه، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه أدخله الله الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا، وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وعنم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين والسودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، يا قاضي الحاجات ويا حل المشكلات. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، وامح آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوں کو درست کر لے، خالی جگہوں کو پور کر لے. اسٹریٹ ان دا روز، فل دا گیپس. نیچے جگہ نہ ہو تو اوپر تشریف لے جائیں. اللہ اکبر، سبحان اللہ، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله، وقالت نصارى المسيح ابن الله، ذلك قولهم بأفواههم، يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل، قاتلهم الله، أنى يؤفكون. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم، وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا، لا إله إلا هو، سبحانه عما يشركون. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم، ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله Just a reminder, inshallah, today Isha Salah will be at the 6:30 for Isha Salah will be 6:30 today, inshallah. Isha ki namaz jo hai, inshallah, aaj kal aur Sunday ke din 6:30 ko hogi. Allahumma inna na zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati wa tilawati. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina quwwata ihdina. Allahumma shfina wa shfi mardana wa shfi muslimina. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا قل بالسمع لما سمعوا في وارزقهما من حيث يحدث سمعنا اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك اللهم اعطنا انفسنا وزكيها انت خير من زكاها اللهم اغفر اللهم لجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين اللهم اعطنا انفسنا وزكيها اللهم اعطنا كتابنا بايماننا وحاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم انا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ودهر الشقاء وسوء القضاء والشماتة معنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين انعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء غير خزايا ولا ندامه ولا مفتونين وصلى الله على محمد برحمتك يا